For Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft. Malaysia's transport ministry said Thursday that more plane parts have washed up on the same island as a wing part believed, with varying degrees of certainty, to be from missing Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. Those new items, which the Malaysians described as pieces of windows, seat cushions, and aluminum, will be tested by the same international team of experts that is examining a piece of wing that Malaysia said Wednesday is definitely from MH370. Though the Malaysian Prime Minister announced that the wing part, called a flaperon, is certainly from MH370, other officials have expressed more caution and say that more testing is needed. The Boeing 777, carrying 239 people, disappeared on a flight from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, to Beijing on March 8, 2014. Scientists have just found the biggest thing in the universe, a vast, mysterious ring 5 billion light-years across. It's so big that the researchers have no idea why it exists, and it contradicts all current models of the universe. The vast, mysterious object is reminiscent of the Halo rings in the hit science fiction game series. The ring of 9 vast, cataclysmic explosions is about 7 billion light-years from Earth and covers an area of sky more than 70 times the diameter of the full moon. Each of the gamma ray bursts releases as much energy in a few seconds as the sun will do over its 10 billion-year lifetime. Gamma ray bursts, the most luminous events in the universe, are thought to be the result of massive stars collapsing into black holes. It challenges current theories about the makeup of the universe, which sets a theoretical limit of 1.2 billion light-years for the largest structures. The team now wants to establish whether known processes of galaxy formation and large-scale structure could have led to the ring's creation. If this proves not to be the case, astronomers will radically have to revise their theories about the evolution of the universe.
Hi, I'm Jamiel Shulman, a longtime listener of Art Bell. I've also written a dozen books, a Twilight Zone episode, and made 2 movies. My first novel, Alongside Night, came out in 1979 with a book endorsement from Nobel Prize-winning economist Milton Friedman, who praised it for its disturbing resemblance to past history and future possibilities. Many others, including Glenn Beck, Ron Paul, and Alex Jones, have celebrated my novel for its futuristic vision of America collapsing from too much government. Now I've put my novel on the screen as a futuristic action movie. It stars Kevin Sorbo, TV's Hercules, and star of God's Not Dead. To see a vision where freedom's not dead, buy the 3-disc Blu-ray DVD combo pack of my movie Alongside Night. It's $16.95, including shipping and handling. You can buy it online right now at Area51Movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern, phone 800-527-2375. Again, buy online now at Area51Movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern at 800-527-2375. Thank you.
Got news tips, questions, or comments? Visit darknewsmatters.com. Crime sentencing has long been based on the present crime and sometimes the defendant's past criminal record. In Pennsylvania, judges could soon consider a new dimension, the future. Pennsylvania is on the verge of becoming one of the first states in the country to base criminal sentences not only on what crimes people have committed and been convicted of, but also on whether they are deemed likely to commit additional crimes. As early as next year, judges there could receive statistically derived tools known as risk assessments to help them decide how much prison time, if any, to assign. Centuries after raging millions, the plague has come to modern-day Colorado, leaving a devastated family behind after their loved ones succumbed to the disease. The Pueblo City County Health Department announced Wednesday that an adult had died from the plague, a disease that has a long and sordid history, albeit not one typically associated with modern times or developed countries like the United States. The agency said in a press release that the individual may have contracted the disease from fleas from a dead rodent or animal. It's the first such case of someone in Pueblo County contracting the plague since 2004. A dead prairie dog in the western part of Pueblo County is the only animal thus far confirmed to have the plague in the immediate area. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found in a report released April 30th that a pit bull was at the heart of a plague outbreak that sickened 4 people last year. That report was especially significant in that it suggested that there might be a human-to-human transmission. That hasn't happened in the United States since 1924. The dog-to-human transmission was unexpected, according to Colorado's Tri-County Health Department. The team that investigated the case said they could only find one other case of dog-to-human transmission in the medical literature. That was a 2009 case in China. The CDC says about 7 people get the plague every year in the United States, over 80% of which has been in the bubonic form. While it can be life-threatening, with modern medicine, such as antibiotics and antimicrobials, it is usually not deadly, as it was in the Middle Ages when millions died. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.